Texte numéro 91. UK urges Ireland to build wind farms on West Coast. UK Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg and other senior members of the British-Irish Council will gather to discuss a plan to expand electricity grid connections throughout the British Isles. In particular, they want to build new interconnectors to link the electricity grids of Ireland and Britain in order to transmit power from new wind farms in Ireland to England. The aim of the plan created by the British government is to open up remote regions that could provide Britain with more power generated by wind farms and so reduce its reliance on fossil fuels. The west coast of Ireland has some of the fiercest winds in Europe, said Charles Hendry, the UK Energy Minister, who will be attending the meeting. They whip in off the Atlantic, which makes it an ideal location for wind farms. However, the Irish market for electricity is less than a tenth of that of Britain. Companies cannot afford to build wind farms in Ireland because there is no market for their power. We want to put that right. The construction of wind farms in Ireland that would supply power to neighbouring countries could help to put the UK back on track in its use of clean, renewable energy. Britain has recently been criticised for falling short of its targets for constructing wind power plants for cutting its carbon emissions. Importing clean power could help to resolve the problem. A link connecting the grids of Ireland and Britain is currently under construction and will stretch across to North Wales. The Irish Sea Interconnector will cost £500 million and have a capacity of 500 megawatts. However, under the scheme to be discussed tomorrow, other new links would also be built. This would open up a market for electricity for wind farms on the west coast of Ireland, whose power could be transmitted under the Irish Sea. Developments like these would be controversial, however. Construction of wind turbines generates strong opposition, and plans to build clusters in mainland Britain have been greeted with fury. Opponents say wind turbines rarely work to capacity, spoil some of the country's most beautiful landscapes, and kill large numbers of wild birds. Supporters argue that wind farms help to reduce dependence on carbon-emitting fossil fuel plants and are non-polluting. Nevertheless, the prospect of giant turbines peppering the wild, craggy coasts of Kerry and Galway will provoke a furious response. Hendry rejected the idea that the turbines would be controversial in Ireland, however. It will be up to the Irish government and the Irish people to decide if they want to build them. This is a voluntary programme and it could bring significant wealth to the country with very little downside. Adapted from guardian.co.uk, June 2011.